today I was like, had a psychic moment with Lorne Mancourt's penis. And it was scary, you know. Yeah. And and also Gordon Campbell's penis too. And that was a little bit more exciting
together.
Though. Yeah, together. But Lorne's penis is very sad. Actually, it's okay. It's you know, we could relate to his penis. It's emotional. It has compassion, but the rest of him is so like nothing is going on that, you know, no blood is going down there. So no Viagra at all can really, like, cure his condition. Hey, he doesn't pay for his Viagra. Yeah. So, and I did phone a 1-900 psychic line to try to get the size of his penis, because I didn't just rely on my friends in the West End, right? My slut friends that told me his penis was 5 inches and 3 quarters. I mean, I didn't just want to rely on them. I did phone, you know, Madame Hera, from a psychic source, and asked her, you know, about Lorne Mancourt's penis. And she agreed. She thought it was 5 inches, 3 quarters. And the girth was, I think, something around a pencil, in between a pencil and a Sharpie. So it's not very big. And it's blue, but it's not blue from tension or anything like that. It's blue because it doesn't get any blood to it. And actually, you know, it's so sad because, you know, there's no scandals to really talk about with Lorne Mancourt. You know, is he really queer? I think he's just queer in the street, in the sheets and not on the street. I mean, there's no, he's totally, what?
A bogus
queer, I guess, Uncle Tommy. A bogus queer or Uncle Tomming us. I mean, people's lives are going to be lost. Human rights, I don't know. I had a human rights issue actually at work 2 years ago when there was a human rights commission. And then that was hard enough. You know, straight folks, you know, like queer folks when we don't sort of aren't too queer. You know, if we're too sexy, then we're too sexy for the job. And there's going to be a lot of problems in the future. In fact, UN has actually saw that there is a problem. This is just not a local problem that's happening in BC, UN, and we're the only province in Canada that doesn't have a independent human rights commission. This is going to be, we're going back, it's more than that. You know, there's going to be a lot of suffering in our lives, and Lorne Mancourt is not doing anything for us. And I don't know, like, what can we do? People are scared. People are scared of their jobs. We can't even get AIDS activists up here talking because they think that their organization is going to get cut. People are scared. How can we organize a movement against the BC Liberals that will really work? I mean, today we're trying to have fun because we're going to be going to a lot of demonstrations. This is going to have to be a lifestyle choice for some of us. So what can
we
do?
Okay. Can we have belts? Like, how many demonstrations?
She wants, instead of how many lovers you have, you know, you have a notch on your bedpost of how many demonstrations. And that's a good thing, but, you know, we want to make it exciting. And what types of things, you know, today I'm kind of asking you, what kind of things can we do to make this exciting?